What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio. On this Red Table Talk, the Estefans, Kate del Castillo is a popular international superstar. Off screen, her troubles with high-profile men are notorious. A violent marriage.
I never told anybody. He was kicking me and strangling me.
Ties to the dangerous drug lord, El Chapo.
El Chapo himself takes you to the room where you were going to sleep that night.
My legs were shaking. I thought I was going to be raped,
right,
or killed.
A relationship with Sean Penn.
How did you feel with that betrayal?
He planned everything, even getting in my bed.
How she nearly lost it all.
It was me trying to survive.
And is fighting her way back.
At your worst moment, did you feel that you would not be able to come back from it?
When the sun is setting in the sky,
everybody knows it's Cosmo time.
Cosmo time. All right.
I thought that before we hit the red table today, we would have a little cocktail to toast one of the coolest women we know. A good friend and yes. Also like a badass, really.
Yes.
She got involved with El Chapo in a very interesting story, El Chapo Guzman. You'll hear who he is if you don't know already. We're going to talk about it.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you for coming to the table. It's a place of vulnerability and truth. We all know that you are fuerte, strong woman. And quite honestly, I wish I could be La Reina del Sur like you.
You're La Reina del Sur de Miami.
What do you feel that people don't really understand about you?
Well, that I'm not La Reina del Sur. People think that I'm that tough. And yes, I'm a tough woman, but I'm very vulnerable. I come from a very you know, very
conservative.
Smart, conservative. My dad was going to be a priest, ended up being an actor. As a good Mexican girl, I lived with my parents, then I got married.
You had a beautiful wedding.
Yes.
El Gordo y la Flaca talked about that wedding forever.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought, oh my God, this is great. She married a football player. And then, a year and a half later, out of the blue, domestic violence.
It was a violent marriage. It was a very bad marriage.
In 2001, Kate del Castillo married the man of her dreams, soccer player Luis Garcia Postigo. But the honeymoon fairy tale quickly turned into a nightmare. Kate says what started as emotional abuse quickly escalated, turning physical. And after a year and a half of living in fear, Kate found the courage to leave and filed for divorce.
It was a public records and everybody knew about what happened. So it was not only embarrassing in a way, and you're hurting, you know, because you're divorcing. All the eyes on you and why you are a mujer exitosa, you're strong.
How can this happen?
It's like, they're like, well, it's because you liked it. Or, well, it's like, we don't, or sometimes they didn't believe me. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like, really? Because I never told anybody. I was just like kidnapped in my house, literally. He didn't let me go out, nothing. And he didn't want me to work.
Which, by the way, is kind of like the typical Latin male thing. I'm going to take care of.
Oh, yes.
Not all of them, because I've got a great Hispanic man, too. But generally, the machista situation that happens a lot. Did you get any clues before you married him that you ignored?
You know what? I would be happy to say no, I didn't. But now I totally understand how stupid I was and how in love I was.
Well, it's not stupid. It's actually, I tell my kids all the time, love is a drug. I think that at the beginning of a relationship, you're clouded. Your senses are clouded. You make excuses for things.
Says a woman who's married 43 years.
But mama, why do you think I was with your dad 3 years before we got married? Take your time, people. Take your time. Remember my 3-year rule. Nobody can hide for 3 years. Just wait it out. What's the rush, you know? There's no rush.
Listen, my dad told, and this is in Spanish, se llaman novio, porque no vio. And you can only apply it to women, you know?
Oh,
and it's true,
you
know? Because he was very funny, very likable, charming, like really charming. And then he would cry his eyes out,
because
you know?
He felt guilty.
And embrace me, and de rodillas, on his knees, like, please forgive me, and I need help.
You let it slide.
Or a different
I was so in love.
It's a different perspective.
I wanted it to work so hard. I tried everything I could. I knew it probably since we were in our honeymoon. I would cry my eyes out. I just waited for him to fall asleep, and then I will go out and just cry. And I was like, what the f- did I do? He was a different man. I was afraid, literally, of the guy. I remember being asleep. Or not asleep, but faking it. When I hear that was coming in, the keys.
Oh, my gosh.
My heart starts.
That's
like,
a clue.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm looking at you, and I can't believe that Kate del Castillo was ever afraid
of
a man.
Yeah.
How did you finally get out?
He went to Japan to the World Cup. When he left, I saw my face in the mirror. I saw myself so ugly. I was like, I didn't recognize myself in the mirror. I said, no more, not one day more. His parents call me, Kate, had you heard it from Luis? No. And I'm like, no. And I need to talk to you guys. Remember Christmas time that he was like scratched all over his face? And they were like, yeah. Well, he didn't fall, as he said. It was me, because he was kicking me and strangling me.
Oh,
so it was me trying to survive. So I'm telling you this because I'm living.
Did they try to stop you from doing that?
Oh, no.
Then they knew probably.
No.
Because, you know, sometimes parents, we have no control over our kids' behavior, at least, that, you know, you had their support and they understood.
Yeah.
You know what? And it's tough for women out there because you are a strong woman and you have recursos. You have resources. You have a career. You have something that you can do that. Imagine, as we all know, a woman that is now has children, that the man is the sole breadwinner, or they're afraid they'll hurt the children.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a lot more things for women available, but still, to make that leap is a difficult decision.
Can you say that you fixed yourself because you went on a few years later and you got married again?
To be honest, it was really stupid of me, irresponsible, because I knew it was not going to work. Aaron was much younger than me, fun, everything, you know, we went on motorcycles, we would go hiking, we did amazing things that I love to do and I couldn't do before. And we started kind of living together and this and that. And my parents hated it because they're conservative. And they're like, you marry, get married.
Did you feel safe with him?
Yes, very, very much so. Yeah, in that way, yes. He was a good guy.
Yeah. Yes.
He's a good guy.
But you were on the rebound. Be careful with the rebounds, people. Be careful with the rebounds. Sometimes you want to, you said, okay, this didn't work. No, maybe if I jump right into this.
Novio.
Yeah.
Novio. But, you know, it was fun and it was nothing like the other. It was nice and beautiful, but, you know, I just didn't, I was not in love, to be honest.
Right. For you to sit here and say, you know what, honestly, I was this and I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah.
A lot of people won't even get to that point of accountability.
Sometimes people criticize me because I've been married twice, because I have no kids. So I just want to tell the people that it's because I wanted to.
Your choice.
It's my choice. Sometimes people don't have a choice.
Right.
I'm living the life that I wanted to live. My life, not anybody else's.
And okay, that's beautiful.
And then you meet El Chapo. Everything starts with a tweet in 2012.
They call it the Chapo tweet or whatever. It was not to El Chapo. It was not directed to El Chapo at all. It was an open heart manifesto, let's say.
I got that.
And I was saying about what I believe in and what I don't believe in. And I said, I believe more in someone like El Chapo, that you at least know straightforward who he is, than other criminals that are in our government.
Upset with corruption in the Mexican government, Kate shared her views on Twitter. But this line changed her life.
Today, I believe more in El Chapo Guzman than in the governments that hide truths from me.
It unintentionally gave El Chapo a call to action.
Trafiquemos con amor.
And would result in Kate becoming the only person that Guzman trusted with his life story.
My life changed. And I'm like, what did I, and everybody was, you have to delete the tweet, you have to, and I'm like, I'm not, and I would read it again and again, and I'm like, there's not one word here that I don't believe in. Mm. Why would I delete that? No.
Good for you.
I was like, no way.
Oh, no. This is the first time I bring out my gavel here.
Is that good or bad?
Okay, so you post a tweet. What happens? How did you get connected with El Chapo?
His lawyers called my parents' house. They never said who they were, of course. My mom is like, oh, they're calling you for a big movie, Hollywood movie. At the end, they told me.
Because we're in hiding right now.
We are Mr. Guzman's lawyers.
Wow.
But he was in jail by then. He was in prison.
Right. Of course, because all of a sudden the filmmaker in you is going,
absolutely.
I'm a big storyteller.
I'm a producer. Of course.
Yeah.
And the guy is giving it to me. So I was like, oh, my God, I'm interested, like, right now. So I jumped in the plane. My heart starts, like, what the f*** are you doing, Kate? So
Wait. Are you alone?
Alone. No. Nobody knew. Mm. Not my parents, of course. Nobody. So I start feeling something, and I take the picture of the tail of the plane, and I send it to my best friend, Jessica, and I just say, just make sure I come back tonight. If you don't hear from me, track this plane. You know, and please don't ask me any questions. I get to Toluca. I see two guys in their suits, and they're waiting there for me. And we went to have lunch, and they're saying, well, the guy wants to give you the rights of his story life. And I'm like, okay, that's great. But just so you know, I am going to tell the truth, not his fairy tale story. And he's like, that's exactly why he picked you, because he knows you're straightforward. You don't lie.
Plus, he also thinks you're Teresa Mendoza.
Yes.
You fall in love.
Yes.
You fall in love with the character.
Sure. Probably
what
you know
I want to know
is how the hell did Sean Penn get up in this mess?
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you love fashion?
Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
After her secret meeting, Kate was one step closer to producing a film about El Chapo's life. She caught the attention of a pair of A-list Hollywood producers who vowed to help her get it made. By the time they told her Sean Penn was interested, Kate was eager to bring more credibility to the project. She had feared the film was in jeopardy since El Chapo had escaped from prison and was on the run.
So he escapes. I'm like, well, now we have nothing. And the producer was like, no, it just got better. Our story just got better.
He escaped because he wanted to meet you. That's what happened. Start the tunnel now.
Oh, that's what I provoked.
He started that tunnel right after your tweet.
Yeah, so everything's set up. And then I met Sean, and he's like, so is he inviting you? How come we should meet with him? And they're like, dead serious. And I'm like, let's do this. So I tell him, El Chapo, yes. Ooh. And I'm bringing three friends who are the producer, and Sean Penn, the lawyers, is like, can you tell me who Sean Penn is? And I'm like, well, he's a big actor, just Google him. He's like, okay, I'm going to Google for El Señor, because El Señor is asking me, who is Sean Penn?
Right.
And I rented a private plane.
You rented it?
I did.
I hope you got money back for
those planes. I was about
planes.
To say, no.
Chapo, if you're listening, pay her back for those planes.
No, oh my God. No, she cannot take any money from Chapo.
No, I can't take any money from him.
So no one pays for this plane, only you. It's your project. Did you know where you landed?
We went from Van Nuys to Guadalajara's airport. And then they picked us up.
So at what point do you meet El Chapo?
After I don't know how many hours, we were so tired. But El Chapo opened the door for me. And I didn't recognize him. I've never seen him, right? I've seen pictures of him when he was young. So I don't know how he looks like. And I knew it was him because I heard, because of his voice and because he told me, amiga, bienvenida. And he called me amiga.
Right away.
So right away.
What was happening with Sean Penn at this point? Was he with you?
Well, yeah, I liked Sean by that moment. I just met him a week before, and we are all on the same page. We start talking, and then suddenly, and he's like, just right next to me. He was sitting right here, and he's like, with a big, huge smile, looking at me, but staring at me. And Sean will talk, and he was like,
oh, like, so this is El Chapo or Sean watching? Chapo. Okay. I thought it was Sean.
Sean would ignore. Sean is in front of us. Mm-hmm. Yes. Suddenly, Sean starts saying, tell him that I want to interview him for what was the name?
Rolling
Stone magazine. And I was just like, wait, this was not on the script.
So he asked you there.
No, yeah. No, I'm like,
he asked you there.
Yes.
He threw you under the bus there.
I cannot do a face because he's going to notice that something's wrong.
Yeah, and he'll pick up on it.
And this guy's going to be dead in just in a blink of my eye.
Okay, so that was, you were blindsided by that, obviously. But also, I'm sure it was, how are you supposed to say no? How do you maneuver that situation?
He's not going to say no because he loves that you're there and you came all that way with him. And he just probably didn't want to make you look bad either.
Yeah.
It's really interesting that I'm liking El Chapo way more than Sean Penn.
Oh,
right,
my
now.
God.
All right.
So the whole interview was through when we went back. And that was my nightmare started there.
Okay, but before you went back, El Chapo himself takes you to the room where you were going to sleep that night.
He said, amiga, I think you have to go to sleep. We didn't even know that we were going to stay there. I thought I was going to be raped.
Right.
And definitely killed or something like that.
Yeah, you know
what? And he could have done whatever the hell he was. Yeah, what can true. I do?
He oh wants my God. You to make his movie. Then, he's not going to kill you.
Yeah, right? He grabbed me by the elbow.
Like I grabbed my grandmother.
Exactly. Well, amiga, you're not going to see me again. And I'm like, because I'm taking off right now. And I'm like, okay. You know what? Thinking about the movie, what if Don Joaquin, if we donate some money when we do the movie for all the people that have lost people because of the organized crime? And I was like, he kills me or something, but it was my only opportunity.
Right.
He has huge eyes and very powerful. And he stares at me and he's like, that's why I like you. Let's do that. We hug, and he's like, I'm off. He left, and I was crawling to the bed. My legs were shaking. Oh, I couldn't believe it. And I crashed. I didn't take nothing off. I just, and then probably an hour later, vamonos, órale, órale. And I see Sean, and I see, they were there, right? Everyone, so we had to leave. Like really fast because somebody was coming and they knew something happened. And literally almost 24 hours after we left, the military came in and started shooting. Oh my God.
It was a light day.
Yes. Sean Penn mentioned a checkpoint.
There wasn't no true. Checkpoint. He just put it there to sparkle a little bit his stupid story.
Mm. Yeah.
There was never a checkpoint. I hated him for that, but that's why his article was full of
what was supposed to be a discreet meeting for Sean and Kate turned into an international scandal. A few weeks after their meeting with the drug lord, the Mexican government captured the kingpin and claimed tracking Kate's visit was essential to the mission. Rolling Stone then published Sean Penn's article, and El Chapo's first ever public interview took the world by storm. To Kate's dismay, Sean had changed and embellished the story, leaving her feeling betrayed and fooled for facilitating and translating the interview.
When the story came out, I never talked to him again. One time when I was totally destroyed, and I said, I'm going to write to Proceso magazine, which I did. I told the truth.
Okay, but do you understand that we are seeing the scandal all over?
They were trashing me every single day for
every
months.
Every single
I'm so
day
sorry.
For
yeah,
months.
Was very bad.
And one day, someone asked you, were you having something with Sean Penn? And you said,
well, but that was
at what point did you start a love relationship with Sean Penn? Because then that got complicated for us.
Well,
we're like,
on
what?
On the plane back,
was more
we were
complicated
the only,
for
we were
her.
Only the both of us. And we were so excited. I had a champagne bottle. It's like, we did it and we are alive. So we celebrated, both of us, and there was something there.
How did you celebrate?
Oh, we just opened the... Oh, no. Not by then. Not by then.
Not
by
then. No.
But let me tell you
You know,
something.
The media.
They asked me if I had something romantic, if I had a relationship, and no. I only had sex.
Life-threatening adventure.
It just happened.
Had I been a man...
Oh, yeah.
Then it would be viewed like, oh, yeah, you know, like, that's right. Great. That's so fantastic.
Okay, but he threw her under the bus.
Not only that, but he used me as a bait.
That's not cool.
And then he never protected me. enrich my life and my parents' life and my sister's life and everybody surrounding me.
So he effed you in every way possible.
Oh. The bottom. She was really trying to let that out. She was trying to hold it in.
Yes.
Yeah. He totally did. What hurt you the most? Because this was, I mean...
It hurt me that I was so stupid. So naive and so stupid that I didn't see the whole thing. If I didn't have the American passport, I would be in jail. That's that easy.
Out of the four people who visited El Chapo, only Kate was being investigated in Mexico for obstruction of justice and money laundering, crimes that could send her to prison for 15 years. Sean Penn and the two producers had secretly struck a deal with Rolling Stone. They agreed to meet with El Chapo as press on an official assignment, legally protecting the three of them under journalism laws. As the Mexican government reeled with the ridicule that someone else had gotten to El Chapo first, they set up Kate as Chapo's lover and accomplice. Kate had to flee her own country and leave her work, life, and family behind to avoid persecution.
They were saying, why didn't you tell the police where you were or that you... And I'm like...
Because so then you can get murdered?
First, I don't want to get killed. Second of all, that's not my job. I'm an actress. It's your job, Mexican government, to know where he is, not mine.
Yeah.
Second of all, I didn't see him commit any crime. I didn't see him kill anybody. I didn't see even nothing. And fourth, I have no idea where the I am.
You're supposed to be
judged. It was crazy.
And it's my understanding that you almost went broke paying lawyers.
I have no savings yet. Because I've been working, I've done La Reina, I've done Ingobernable. Everything has gone to paying lawyers and still paying the Mexican government.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I bet you a lot of it had to do with the fact that they felt that here they are on this manhunt, supposedly, for El Chapo, and you get an interview and you see him and whatnot.
Of course.
So they may have felt foolish and were punishing you for that.
That's exactly what happened. I think that's part of what happened. It's like how this actress out of the blue just met with him and the Mexican government can't find him. Of course, they always knew where he was.
Did you have any personal repercussions, like anxiety?
Oh, I still do. And I have a gun. I got a gun and I sleep with my gun next to me. The thing is that
I hope you took lessons,
when the FBI and
lessons.
The CIA and the IRS, and they told me that I had a direct threat from the cartel, and I went ballistic. I started getting so mad. They told me you should leave your house. Everybody knows where you live. And right. I was like, well, guess what? I'm not leaving. If they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me here in my house because this is my own place. Amen. So don't come and threaten me. Everybody here knows that if something happens to me or my family, it's not El Cartel.
Right.
It's going to be the Mexican government. But exactly. I cannot talk about my health. My parents went through worse. And there were paparazzi all over their house.
In the process, you hurt people you love. Do you feel?
Well, of course. I would take back that my parents and my family and all my friends were, scrutinized. And they were, it was terrible. And then my phone, after 3 minutes, only when I talked with my parents and with my lawyers. 1 minute and a half, and I can hear that someone was there. 3 minutes, they cut my...
It was tapped.
They didn't even let me talk to my parents, that they were going through a hell more worse than me. My dad would call me crying, my parents. It's like, please go out and defend yourself, because I was silent for a long time. Mm.
But when you spoke, you spoke. I mean, you did a documentary on it.
I couldn't go out, Gloria, just denying every single thing they said. And my parents wanted me to do it, and they couldn't do it. And they were so hurt, saying that I was literally la puta del Chapo.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's exactly what they were saying. Oh. And that I had business with him and that I was laundering money.
So your parents
everything that you've done in your career for so many years is trashed in like this.
Now your parents weren't saying that. The press was saying
that. No, the press was saying that.
Okay, the press was saying it.
My parents never even asked me anything.
Right.
They never judged me. My real friends, that are still my real friends, never, ever even asked me nothing.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There was someone next to you that helped you, and that's your best friend. I always say she is a woman's woman, a girl's girl.
Yeah.
She's very special.
Yes.
She worked with us in El Gordo y la Flaca for a long time, and I want her to come to the table. Welcome, Jessica Maldonado!
Emmy Award-winning TV host and journalist Jessica Maldonado bravely supported her lifelong friend, Kate del Castillo, to the point of risking her own life to be a trusted confidant.
Jessica was my best reporter from L.A. ever.
This lady here, stoic. First, never judge me, never ask me why, or said, I know she was going through hell. The IRS, everybody was on top of her. Everybody.
Now, all of us got audited. Oh, yeah, so you owe me big time.
But she knows you. What do you know her well. What is her superpower?
Her superpower is that she's a very resilient woman, like muchas Latinas. I think that that's something, a trademark that Latina women have.
We come back.
We you know, it's like you have to put us in boiling water to see how we come up. Uno says cafecito cubano, some is a chamomile tea, but we always rise above. So that's why I thought it was so unfair when I would see that they would say that, oh, she's probably having sex with El Chapo. I go, first of all, you know, he's a married man.
She's a famous, sexy woman that he loved.
He could admire me, and that's it.
Exactly.
Right. Why do you have to be sexual?
By the way, we also have to acknowledge, all right, because all of us here are in the entertainment business. That's the business, all right?
Yeah.
Things get edited to look a certain way. There's people that are out there spewing things all the time.
Gossip.
Just filling content.
Influencers.
And
this was very juicy. I mean,
exactly.
The
super
Mexican
juicy.
Actress.
The hot Mexican actress.
Thank you. Thank
Hello.
You for that. The drug lord.
Yes.
Mexican government is, yeah. is the perfect story to lure everybody in. This was the perfect distraction.
When everything happened to Kate, something that I learned is how when you're an artist, you think you have so many friends, but when you're in deep water, that's when you see how many people open up, se abren. Mm-hmm. And it was so few people to see Kate devastated and going through such a hard time. That's something that really devastated me.
So what did it mean for you to have Jessica by your side?
My God, my life would have been completely different. I would be so lonely without her. Without her, without her mom, without her friendship. And that's what's beautiful about friendships. There's nothing tying us. Only the love, the trust that we have in each other.
That's important.
That we don't judge each other.
And the tequila, because you guys called me last night late.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too.
And by the way, one friend, that's what you need. You need to have at least one friend that you can trust above all else. At your worst moment, did you feel that you would not be able to come back from it?
Absolutely. I thought I was by myself. I thought I had the world against me because now I was fighting with everybody, with the American government, with the Mexican government, with probably El Cartel, with my own sister sometimes, with my friends.
How did you bring her this light that she needed?
Kate is resilient. I think she's the strongest woman that I know. You know, for me as a spectator, was impressive. And I've always told her, I've never met such a strong woman like herself, like Kate. She puts herself back together.
Well, I had to do it. And I am so sorry for what she went through. I wish I would take that back. I would take everything that my parents went through, my other friends, everybody, and bring it out on me. I know I can handle it.
Well, I think you had enough, though. Everyone that's watching, you know that we have only good intentions for all of you. We share our difficult stories like Kate that has bared her soul for us here.
Honestly.
Because we want you to realize that we're all the same and we're going through the same things each in our own world. Yes. But we're all going through it. And we hope that we've got people that go through it with us. And we're thankful for those people and we're thankful for you. Here's to strong women, best friends, and a great shot of tequila. Yeah.
This is water. I'm going to be disappointed.
Salud. To strong women.
With good friends.
Arriba, papá. Adentro.
Adentro. Oh, smooth.
Isn't it good?
That is some damn good tequila, girl.
KRTT Estefan's Familia. Join our Red Table Talk, the Estefan's group on Facebook to become a part of the conversation. And be sure to follow the show page to catch up on all of our episodes.
You got balls on you, girl. Anybody else you tell that story to, they are not going to go. Pippa, by the way, that's a whole movie. It even has sex involved with a famous movie star.
Mom, maybe you could play Chapo.
I could. I bet Chapo's taller than me.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/ Red Table Talk Estefans. Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.